Per capita, Sweden has taken in more migrants than any other country in Europe. Faced with the challenge of absorbing them all, the Swedish government decided that every municipality across the country must accept its share of migrants. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley visited one small town and sends this report.
Temperatures hover around freezing, but it's warm inside this university building that now serves as a migrant reception center in the southern Swedish town of Ronneby.
Det här är min bok.
Okay. Jag har en bok.
Twice a week, volunteers come from the community to help the newly arrived migrants fill out forms or learn Swedish.
They are very, very smart and eager to learn.
77-year-old volunteer Mia Gustafsson says the experience has been rewarding.
Here in Ronneby, we have a very old population, and it's very stimulating to get to know other cultures.
One of her students is 27-year-old Afghan Zara Jafari, who arrived in Sweden 7 months ago with her 4-year-old daughter on foot.
Walking in Turkey, next Yunnan, next Utrecht, next Denmark, 1 month walking.
Jafari says her life was threatened from the Taliban and ISIS. I ask why she chose to come to Sweden.
People say the Swedish is very good for children. I'm going to Sweden just for daughter.
Tourists also come to this 18th century spa town known for its mineral waters and baths. Ronneby, population 30,000, has a university and a strong IT sector. In the past 3 years, the town has taken in nearly 2,500 migrants, including 200 unaccompanied minors. Refugees now make up nearly 12% of the town's population. I ask volunteer Margareta Waldorf if some people get upset by all the migrants.
Yes, of course they do. People get scared and worried and think that it will be influence their life.
Waldorf had a career teaching Swedish to foreigners as her country opened its doors to refugees. In the 70s, she taught Argentinians and Chileans fleeing military dictatorships. In the 80s and 90s, it was Poles and Kosovars. She says Sweden has always absorbed its newcomers. But Waldorf admits this time may be more difficult, especially with all the unaccompanied minors. She says some people fear an increase in crime.
Youngsters who arrive here, they have been brought up with no parents, maybe. They are kind of street children. Wild. That makes problems.
Retired engineer Kent Norman is poring over a book with a neatly dressed Syrian teenager.
I try to teach Mohammed, who is 16 years old, and you have been here for
3 months.
3 months.
First, it was svårt for me.
Mohammed Obey describes in Swedish how he fled Syria with his parents. Obey says he's waiting for a spot to open up in a local school. In the meantime, he says he's grateful to Norman. Norman says, like it or not, the migrants are here.
Only thing you can do is to help them. And I have a lot of time to do it, so that's why I'm sitting here now.
Norman says he had his first Syrian meal with Obey's family last week, and now he plans to invite them to dinner at his house. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Ronneby, Sweden.